Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, April the 7th, 2008. The Israeli army kills one Palestinian child and injures a resistance fighter in Gaza, while in the West Bank, troops kidnap 10 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of the Fatah movement, announced on Monday that one of their fighters sustained moderate wounds during clashes with the Israeli army that took place in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The group stated that an Israeli force invaded an area near northern Gaza on the Israeli borders. The Palestinian resistance clashed for several hours, forcing the Israeli army to leave the area. In a press statement faxed to media outlets, the group stated that all fighters managed to return to Gaza, with one fighter moderately injured. Israeli army sources have reported no injuries or damage. On Sunday, a 5-year-old child was killed by Israeli army gunfire in the central Gaza Strip refugee camp of Al-Baraj. Abdullah Baha, 5, was dead on arrival at hospital from shrapnel entering various parts of his head and body. The medics reported that another 4 residents were injured in the attack. Witnesses said that an Israeli army force backed by tanks invaded the eastern areas of the Al-Baraj refugee camp close to the Gaza-Israel borderline and opened fire at residents' homes. In the West Bank on Monday, Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli army kidnapped 10 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions, targeting several cities and towns. The sources said that the kidnappings took place in the cities of Bethlehem, Hebron and Qalqilya. Israeli army sources said that all those kidnapped are on the army's wanted list. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre.